The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Yeah, good morning. I just listened to that interview with that Sarah lady.
Yeah. Sarah Thompson, yes.
Thompson. And there's just something not right there. Her reaction, her calmness, this whole thing that, well, I went on Google. I mean, it makes no sense. I'm sorry. There's something wrong with her whole story. It pains me to say that because if it is true, but it just, it makes no sense. It seems to me like this is some sort of publicity stunt for her. Mm-hmm. And it's terrible.
I tell you, wait. Whatever. Look at your clock right now.
Mm-hmm.
You wait until the end of the day today, and I guarantee the fact that she was on our show and speculated that Mayor Rob Ford was on cocaine during that time is going to be the big story at the end of the day today.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yes, it will. And for someone to say, well, I think so, and then, you know what, I went on Google. Come on.
I know.
I know. If something like that happens to you, so terrible, you do not go on social media and tweet it.
This is when Mocha and I sit back and just watch it all happen.
Oh, gosh. But good interview. I'm glad you guys did that. But it is funny that she came on your show to talk about it.
I know.
Because someone in that situation...
Hey, people do all the time. They really do.
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You guys are excellent. Have a great day.
Thank you too.
Sarah Thompson's the big story. She was on our show. She, of course, is the former mayoral candidate accusing Rob Ford of grabbing her ass. Those are her words. At an event. The picture of the two of them, too, is just like... But who knows? I take bad pictures all the time, and I'm gorgeous. You catch me at the wrong angle. My eyes are all closed. I'm sweaty. You know what I mean? Like, you can't judge from that picture. I don't know what's going on in that picture.
Sweaty mess.
But Ford has, of course, denied it. And the big story with Sarah Thompson is... She has not yet gone to the police. She claimed on social media, is this assault, meaning the ass grab, but yet she has not gone to the police. She's instead taken this to the media and to social media, and a lot of people have a problem with that.
Speaking of social media, a lot of people are saying a lot of stuff. At Kiss925Toronto on Twitter, if you get a chance at some point today, I can't read all of them.
Yeah.
Scroll through our timeline
yeah.
or just do a search of at Kiss925Toronto and see what people are saying about this story. It's incredible. It's 416-870-8888. Hello?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. You?
I'm good. I just wanted to talk about a little bit about the interview you just had with Sarah Thompson.
Yep. Uh-huh.
There is something very calculating about that woman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems so strange that she would automatically assume that he was on cocaine, that she would go home and Google about the side effects about cocaine, and then she would tell you there's, you know, really no other drugs, that she didn't... investigate every other drug out there. I don't understand why she thinks that putting it out in social media is not letting him get away with it. Essentially, he's just gotten away with it.
Yeah.
So what? People are going to, you know, say, oh, boo on him or whatever. But at the end of the day, in a month, it's going to be forgotten about. She's going to be no longer the subject of the public anymore, and it's going to be over and done with. I don't understand anything that she said.
Well, the difference is this. If she takes it to social media, she can keep this going and not have to prove anything. As soon as she goes to the police, she's going to be asked to prove something, and that's when the story ends.
But for how long does she think she's going to be able to talk about... Mayor Ford grabbing her ass.
For as long as people are going to listen to her and are going to care.
Oh, I find it disgusting, as all other young women out there who are in the workforce, who do work for powerful people, the exact message she is sending out is that it's going to be a waste of time if your boss grips you.
What's your name?
It's Sally.
Thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, I'm just calling about the Sarah Thompson interview.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have so much to say about that. She was very, I don't know, she's making a lot of women look like crap, and I just don't agree. I don't really like Rob Ford myself, but I don't think he did it. The fact that she said all that stuff about Google, and this is coming from someone who has done what she thinks he was on, and I wasn't even feeling like that. I mean, he could have been sweating and he could have been jittery, maybe because he's a bit overweight. I don't know, but she's making a lot of accusations about it, and I just don't agree. The fact that she took it to social media, it's it's really dumb. If she was really strong about what he did, she should have just gone to the cops like I would have done, but I definitely think that he did it.
I tell you, you're not alone. I'm just going through. Are you going through the tweets, Mocha?
Oh my God, yeah.
There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tweets. People listening to the show that heard the interview. And the vast majority of them are from women. And I will say, it's not that people are taking one side or the other. The general theme just seems to be grand confusion. Mm-hmm. Nobody understands what her rationale is for any of this.
No, and she just sounds very confused, and I don't know. She's just I even heard that there was someone behind her saying that you shouldn't even think about doing that.
Yeah,
and you could just tell she's just lying.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Kat.
Kat, I'm going to read this to you and to Roz as well. It's a message I got just now from a woman, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
I had a drunk client smack my ass at a work party on Thursday night. I thought it was inappropriate, but why would I go to the police? I agree with Sarah. Rob Ford is from the printing industry. I work in the printing industry. I know people who did cocaine. And in general, some men are pigs when they are drunk.
Yeah, but
I think, mm-hmm. what I'm going to tell her is that the difference is that she didn't go and post to social media mm-hmm. and tell the entire world what's been happening. And,
exactly.
Right? She didn't go out accusing mm-hmm. and making the statement that, yeah, of course, yeah, I think Rob Ford was doing cocaine so much that I went and I Googled the effects mm-hmm. that cocaine has on a person.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. She's just making a lot of stupid accusations about it.
Mm-hmm.
It happens everywhere, but I don't think that he would have done something like that. Me
Agreed.
Personally, I don't.
Agreed.
Thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.